Rambler Rocker EP. In every city, there's a regular meeting place, and in Badalona, that place is La Rambla. This is where the people of Badalona come to walk, have a pre-lunch drink and a snack, or chat and look at the sea. Its layout is unique. Elsewhere, such roads always ran perpendicular to the coastline. But in Badalona, it runs parallel to the sea. The Rambla is flanked on either side by splendid date palms. Can you hear the crackle of flames? That's because the Badalonese are celebrating the Cremada del Demoni, or the burning of the devil. It is the 10th of May, the eve of the feast of Saint Anastasius, and like every year, today, they're going to burn the devil. Who is the devil? Well, in Badalona, that's the name they give to a great, big, funny old figure made of wood, which has been burnt every year since 1940, in the main event of the May festivities. By burning the so-called devil, the people of Badalona hope to chase away any bad omens or bad luck. Year after year, the devil changes its appearance as a satirical reference to current affairs. We have seen a war devil, a drought devil, a climate change devil, and a financial crisis devil. Thousands of people gather in La Rambla to watch it burn and to enjoy the music and fireworks that go with it. In 1991, the Cremada del Demoni was declared a Catalan event of touristic interest. The Rambla of Badalona has been presided over for many years by the statue of Don Vicente de Roca y Pi. It pays tribute to a businessman who made his fortune trading with the Americas and who spent the last years of his life here in Badalona. When he died, he left everything to the poor of Badalona. He is considered a benefactor, which is why this statue was erected in his honour. Behind the monument to Roca y Pi, on the right, stands one of the first houses Joan Amigo y Barriga built in Badalona back in 1902. It still belongs to the same family, from whom it gets its name of Can Matamala. On your left, you can see a white building, that's the Escola del Mar, or Maritime College, Badalona's Centre for Marine Studies, which carries on Badalona's tradition of maritime activities and the sea. Opposite this building is the Racó del Gual, or Gual's Corner. On the pavement, you can read some verses by the local poet Josep Gual y Lloveras, who lived here on the Rambla. His words remind us of Badalona's history as a fishing town in the past. Badalona Beach. To reach Badalona Beach, you need to use one of the entrances that cross the railway line. The beach is one of the town's main touristic assets, and one of the places the inhabitants of Badalona visit most often, all year round. It is almost 5 kilometres long, and comprises 5 different areas of sand, each with different names. These beaches comply with all the environmental requirements to classify them as top quality beaches, both as regards the sand and water quality, and because of the services and facilities available. All along the town's seafront, you will find wide range of nautical and leisure activities, as well as catering facilities that will help you have a great time at the seaside. The boat, known as the Catalan Patin, is a common sight in these waters. This genuinely Badalonese boat was designed to be sailed solo. It is rudderless and takes a lot of skill to sail. Opposite you lies the Playa del Pescador's beach. It gets its name from all the fishing that used to take place here, and you can see some of the original fishing boats on the sand, on the other side of the railway track. Today, all the fishing and sailing activity is to be found in Badalona Port, which is fully equipped to receive large ships and provide them with top-quality services. The beach also plays a major role in the history of the town. You will understand why when you hear the legend of Saint Anastasius.